Happy Sunday. It's Sunday, September 11th, 2016. Yeah, it's been 15 years since September 11th, 2001, and the World Trade Center disaster. And also 15 years since Bob Dylan released his album Love and Theft on the very same day. Good timing there, Bob. Anyway, I didn't have a good podcast for tonight, and I ran across this song. I thought it was maybe a good Sunday night song, and I checked my list, and I can't believe I've never podcast it before. It's a song by Tom Paxton. It's called The Things I Notice Now. Slowly drying, the sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe it's trying. Well, I never used to care, it wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. The mailman's overdue. The man upstairs is typing, and my neighbor has the flu. And I can hear his wife and she's griping. Well, I never used to care, it wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm sitting in the window seat, just watching the day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why, well, there's a whole lot of things that I ought to get up and do, like finding you. Well, the morning streets are jammed. Taxi driver is swearing, I think his rage is sham. It looks like he's past caring. Well, I never used to care, it wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. My mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm gonna get myself in line, I'm gonna get a hold on things, I'm probably gonna be just fine. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Well, there's a whole lot of things I ought to get up and do, like finding you. It rained again last night, the streets are slowly drying, the sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe he's trying. I never used to care, it wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I now. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. That's all I got for tonight. Next week I'll be in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Not sure whether there will be a podcast from there or not, but talk to you next week.